You're listening to NPR Music's coverage of the Newport Folk Festival. To find more concert coverage, including interviews, photographs, and blog posts, go to npr.org/Newport Folk. I think we're going to the stage right now.
Looks like we're ready for Billy Bragg as we're live from the Newport Folk Festival.
All right. Billy Bragg. I don't say anything more. Billy Bragg. Let's hear it.
In 1649, St. George's Hill, a ragged band they called the Diggers came to show the people's will. They defied the landlords, they defied the laws. They were the dispossessed, reclaimed what was theirs. We come in peace, they said, to dig and sow, to work the land in common and to make the waste ground grow. This earth divided, we will make whole. So it shall be a common treasury full, but a sin of property we do disdain. No man has any right to buy and sell the earth for private gain. By theft and murder made to the land, now beware the wars rise up at their command. They made the laws to chain us well, the clergy dazzle us with heaven or they damn us into hell. We will not worship the God they serve, while poor folks starve. We work, we eat together, we need no swords. We will not bow to the masters or pay rent to the lords. Still we are free, though we are poor. You boys all stand up for glory. Stand up now, stand up now, stand up now. Claim, tear down their cottages and destroy their corn. They were dispersed, but still the vision lingers on. Hey, you poor, take courage, you must take care. This earth was made a common treasury for everyone to share. All things in common, all people one. The orders came to cut them down. How's it sounding, darling? Not you, darling. I'm speaking to my sad English sound man, Eric Darling. That's good, you're doing your happy dance, aren't you? I shall proceed. You don't want me to rearrange the yachts for you to get a better sound or anything like that as they go sailing by. What a fabulous distraction. Well, thank you for organising this beautiful weather for us. We've had a rotten summer in England. It's been damp and horrible, and it's England is the kind of antithesis of America. The beer is warm and the rain is cold, unlike here, where the rain is warm. I don't know how you do that, and the beer is cold. One of the greats, in fact, the only. Yes, I see your Tolpuddle to Newport. That's a long hitchhike, and it kind of nearly rained at Tolpuddle, didn't it? That was a couple of weekends ago. Is it taking you all that time to walk here? Some trip via the land bridge. The only disadvantage of the Mermaid Avenue project working with the Woody Guthrie Archive was that having written 30 new Woody Guthrie songs with a little guy, I kind of stopped playing all those Woody songs that I used to play beforehand, which was a real shame because, if truth be known, Woody Guthrie was a pretty good songwriter before me and Jeff Tweedy came in to give him a hand. He didn't really actually need... He didn't really need much of a hand from me and Jeff. He was pretty good on his own. And I fear that in the economic circumstances of the months and years to come, we're going to be needing Woody's old songs to sing again. This one I'm going to play for you now, with its images of people losing their homes, of families being split as people go to find work, of
gamblers on the stock market making a fortune whilst ordinary working people find it difficult to earn a living. This song could have been written any time in the last 12 months. Actually, this song is over 70 years old. It's called I Ain't Got No Home in This World Anymore. I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town. And the police make it hard for me, no matter where I go. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home in this world anymore. My brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road, long and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Now the rich man took my home and drove me from my door. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I was farming on the shares, and always I was poor. My crops are laid into the banker's store, and my wife took down and died all on the cabin floor. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I'm minding your mines, and I gathered in your corn. I've been working, mister, since the day that I was born. Now I worry all the time like I never did before. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Now as I look around, it's mighty plain to see. This world is such a strange and a funny place to be, where the gambling man is rich while the working man is poor. And I ain't got no home in this world anymore. No, I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
A capo. I need a capo. Capo, anyone find me a capo? No, cappuccino. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. My crew are all off trying to find me a cappuccino as we speak. I usually have one just before I go on, injected into my leg.
Lived in a place called Oversky, and I had a little girl in a holler tree. I said, little girl, it's plain to see, there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Ain't nobody that can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key, we will be yonder in the minor key. There ain't no anybody that can sing like me. Oh, my little curly, will you let me see? Way over yonder where the wind blows free. And nobody can see in our hollow tree. And there ain't nobody that can sing like me. Nobody can sing like me. Way over yonder in the minor key. Way over yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. A long, long ways, still back to my tanglewood days. I led lots of girls since then to stray, saying ain't nobody that can sing like me. Nobody that can sing like me. Well, we yonder in the minor key. We'll be yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. We'll be yonder in the minor key. We'll be yonder in the minor key. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. There ain't nobody that can sing like me. Thank you.
No capo, but they found me a cup of tea. How fabulous is that? It's lovely. It's a special blend of herbs and spices called throat coat. And yes, as a tip, if you drink enough of it, it makes you think you can sing in tune. It's beautiful stuff. Madonna recommended it to me, sir. It's lovely. It's really... I come strapping on the acoustic guitar now. If anyone wants to shout Judas, now's the opposite time. Those of you under 40 who don't know what that's about, I suggest you Google it like you do everything else. Grant, this is the... No, that's what I'm saying. I can't hear it, and you can't hear it. Tell Pat to turn it on. I'll plug it in. That's the thing. See, I don't normally do acoustic guitar. I'm sort of like, you know, I'm kind of like more of a... I'm more of a kind of punk rock dude. But as this is a folk festival, and as you can see from my T-shirt, folk is now joining in the fight against fascism, I thought it was the very least I could come here and play some folk songs, so... I could have just a tad more of the acoustic guitar and the fallback, that would be lovely. But just a tad.
My flying saucer, where have you been? Since that sad night that you sailed away from me. Come back before the day gets bright. My flying saucer, fly back full home. You will get lost in the universe alone. My flying saucer, end all my fears. Sail back tonight, love and kiss away my tears. My flying saucer.
pray this night you sail back before the day gets bright. You will sail back before the day gets bright.
Yeah. That's one of the tracks from Mermaid Avenue 2. And I can't play it without thinking about Jay Bennett, who we lost a couple of months ago, the guitar player who made such a huge contribution to the Mermaid Avenue sessions. And it will be much, much missed. While we're on the subject of space travel, I have wallowed as much as anybody else in the 40th anniversary of the moon landings. Guff, I was 11 when Neil Armstrong landed on the moon. And it was pretty impressive. Pretty damn impressive. And I realise now that you may still as a nation be looking for something to do as impressive, something that makes the world stand back and look at you guys and say, yeah, wow, that is something really, really historic, really powerful, that sends a message out about what kind of people you are. So rather than wasting your money on firing people into space, think of the carbon footprint. Why don't you do something really incredible, like, universal healthcare for everybody, free at point of use. What about that? That would be more impressive than putting a couple of Americans on the moon. Putting every American under universal healthcare, that would impress the hell out of all of us, let me tell you.
When I was young, I told my mom, walk on the moon someday. Armstrong and Aldrin spoke to me from Houston and Cape Kennedy, and to watch the eagle landing on a night when the moon was full. And as it tugged at the tide, I knew that deep inside I too could feel its pull. Lie in my bed and dreamed I walked in the sea of tranquility. I knew that someday soon we'd all sail to the moon and the high tide of technology. But the dreams had all been taken and the window seats taken too. 2001 already come and gone. What am I supposed to do? Now that the space race is over, it's been and it's gone, and I'll never get to the moon. Now that the space race is over, and I can't help but feel that we've all grown up too soon. Now my dreams have all been shattered and my wings are tattered too. And I can still fly, but not half as high as once I wanted to. Now that the space race is over, it's been and it's gone, and I'll never get to the moon. Now that the space race is over, I can't help but feel that we're all grown up too soon. My son and I stand beneath the great night sky. We gaze up in wonder. I tell him the name of Apollo, and he says, tell me the truth, Dad, why did they ever go? It may look like some empty gesture to go all that way just to come back, but don't
offer me a place out in cyberspace, 'cause we're in the hills that add. Now that the space race is over, it's been and it's gone, and I'll never get out of my room. Now that the space race is over, now can't help but feel that we're all just going nowhere.
Well, what an exciting day we're going to have today. Some great music on. I'm looking forward to later on in the afternoon. I'm getting together with the Fleet Foxes. We're going to have a beard summit. Yeah. We're going to, yeah. And you bring your beards. Yeah, even you, sir, with the kind of semi-goatee, whatever it is. No, not on your chin, mate. I can see up your shorts.
I've had relations with girls from many nations. I've made passes, women of all classes. Just because you're gay, I won't turn you away. If you stick around, I'm sure that we can find some common ground. Sexuality, young and woman, wild and free. Sexuality, laws do not apply to me. A nuclear submarine sinks off the coast of Sweden. Sweden. Headlines give me headaches when I read them out. I had an uncle who once played for the Red Star Belgrade. He said some things are really best left unspoken. I've left your auntie and I've run off with the postman. Sexuality, why not? Young and woman, wild and free. Sexuality, laws do not apply to me. Sexuality, don't threaten me with bigotry. Sexuality, I demand your honesty. I'm sure that everybody knows how much my body hates me. It lets me down most every time. It makes me rash and hasty. I feel a total jerk before your naked body of work. Getting way down with all this information. Safe sex doesn't mean no sex, just means use your imagination. Stop playing with yourselves in single currency hotels. I look like Robert De Niro, I drive a Mitsubishi Pajero, and I'll go to hell for it. Sexuality, young and woman, wild and free. Sexuality, your laws do not apply to me. Sexuality, come eat and drink and sleep with me. Sexuality, we can be what we want to be.
See, I am doing my best, madam. This is my best. Trust me. Oh, I am the best. Oh, thank you. Very kind. Thank you. Can you set up my shorts as well? Is that what's going on, is it? Now you know why I didn't wear any shorts. You don't want to see my scary English legs. Last October, I was over here on a tour. We were trying to chase the last remnants of neoconservatism out of the United States of America. It was a very exciting tour. And in the course of it, thank you very much, in the course of it, the wonders of the internet, you can now hear the midnight news from London. Whenever you've finished a gig, you know, you go home, get it on the internet, hear the midnight news just before you go to bed. If I could do the washing up and put the dog out as well, I would feel almost as if I was home. But as we went west, the midnight news got earlier and earlier until eventually it was on about 7 o'clock. And 7 o'clock is when I do my pre-performance cleansing ritual in my hotel room, where I have a small still moment where I take part in a... It's a very old ritual among those of us who do this trade, and we refer to it amongst ourselves as shit shavy shower. And I was just getting involved in that, and I heard your former president, George Bush, talking about the collapse of the capitalist system, and he was saying that leaders of the world had to come together to save democratic capitalism. And these two words kind of leapt out of the radio at me, and they're democratic capitalism are like two words that you really don't want to see together. They just don't go together. It's like military intelligence. It doesn't work, does it? It doesn't work. American football. No, it's not. What's that about? What is that about? Have you ever wondered why nobody else plays it? There's a good reason. But by far the worst one is self-regulation. No, that's why there are regulations. Because you can't control yourself. Put the chocolate cake back in the fridge. Yes. Self-regulation. So that's the problem with the capitalist system. It's not democratic, but that's also the problem with democracy. It only goes so far. It only helps us to elect officials. As the greatest half-Englishman who ever lived, Winston Churchill, I don't often quote him, this is a special treat, said democracy is the worst form of government, apart from all the other ones that have been tried. And he was only being half-ironic in that, because we need to find a way to hold the bankers to account, not just the politicians, but the bankers who have bust our economy are going to lose us our jobs. We may not have an ideology in the 21st century, but I'll tell you this, the more I think about it, the more I find the word accountability incredibly sexy. I grew up in a company town, and I worked real hard till that company closed down. They gave my job to another man and half my wages in some foreign land. Oh, and I asked, how could that be any good for our economy? I was told, nobody cares so long as they make money when they sell their shares. Can you hear us? Are you listening? No power without accountability. Yeah. I lost my job, my car, my house. Went 10,000 miles away, some guy clicked on a mouse. He didn't know me, we never spoke. He didn't ask my opinion or canvass my votes. I guess it's true, nobody cares till those petrol bombs come spinning through the air. Gotta find a way to hold them to account before they find a way to snuff our voices out. Can you hear us? Are you listening? No power without accountability, yeah. The ballot box is no guarantee that we achieve democracy. Our leaders claim their victory when only half the people have spoken. There is no job security in this global economy. Our borders close to refugees, but our markets forced open.
Banks is still in Mexico. We'll cut you off if you don't keep your taxes low. But they have no right to wield that sword. They take their orders from the chairman of the board. IMF, WTO. I hear these words just every place I go. Who are these people? Who elected them? And how do I replace them with some of my friends? Can you hear us? Are you listening? No power without accountability. Are you listening? No power without accountability. Are you listening? No power without accountability. Let's try a bit of this. I dreamed I saw Phil Oakes last night, alive as you and me. Says I to Phil, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. The music business killed you, Phil. I ignored the things you said and cast you out when fashions change, says Phil. But I ain't dead, says Phil, but I ain't dead. The FBI harassed you, Phil, and they smeared you with their lies, says he, but they could never kill what they could not compromise. I never compromised. Though fashions changed and critics sneered, the songs that I have sung are just as true tonight as then. The struggle carries on. The struggle carries on. When the song of freedom rings out loud from valleys and from hills, where people stand up for their rights, Phil Oakes is with us still. Phil Oakes inspires us still. Yeah. Okay, buddy.
Yeah, I want to play a song for. I want to play a song for those people who couldn't afford a ticket to be in here today and could only afford to bring their yacht up to the marina to watch us for free. I'm only saying that because for some reason this song ended up being... it wasn't intentional, it just ended up being full of nautical metaphors. Go figure. I wasn't because I was thinking one day I'm going to find an audience, a yachting audience that I need, you know. Don't knock them. Renewable power. You know, it's all renewable power, you know. The day will come when we no longer fly, we no longer drive cars, and you'll have to go out west on a covered wagon again. It'll be great. We'll get here by rowing. That might not be so great. This is called Goodbye, Goodbye.
Goodbye to all my friends. The time has come for me to say goodbye to all the souls who sailed with me along the way. The day has come at last. The sails strain at the mast. The years have quickly passed away. Goodbye to all my friends. The time has come for me to say
goodbye to all the souls who sailed with me so long. The bells have all been rung, the songs have all been sung. This long river has run its course. Goodbye to all my friends. The time has come for me to say goodbye to all the souls who sailed with me so long. The coffee cup is cold, the jokes have all been told, the last stone has been rolled away. Goodbye to all my friends. The time has come for me to say goodbye to all the souls who sailed with me along the way. Goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye.
For the yachters, but expressly not the jet skiers. They can go to hell, for as long as they're bastards. We live in exciting times, brothers and sisters. For many years, I've been coming to this country and berating the good people of the good America. That we have a problem in Europe. Most of the information we get via Fox News. I know it sounds dreadful, but we're kind of drawn to it like a car wreck. It offers an America that lives up to our prejudices. And I kept saying to the audience, my audience, the people who come to my gigs, you've got to find some way of sending us a message that you're there. It's not just getting through that other America, that good America. Well, let me tell you this. Electing a black man president, that's a big message to send, and well done. We kind of get it now. We get it. But you got to be careful. Because, you know... there are such great expectations, and it's bound to be a disappointment. In 4 years, nobody could cover all those bases and do all those things that you want them to do. But you have got to fight against the cynicism that is being poured down upon him and the administration. You know, I don't really care where he was born, quite frankly. I don't see why it's such a big deal. But ultimately. What's different now that wasn't like this last year is that now we live in a world of possibilities. Not all of those possibilities will be realised, but some will. And when I say we, I do mean all of us, ourselves included, because of that change. But the most crucial thing is that you carry on being engaged in trying to make those possibilities become a reality. Because our enemies are relying on us to give in to the cynicism that they pour on us, that we try to do. And we've got to fight our cynicism every inch of the way. And the way I fight my cynicism is I retain my faith in humanity, my faith in your ability to change the world. That's what this song is about. I dedicate it to you with respect. It's called I Keep Faith. If you want to make the weather, you have to take the blame. If sometimes dark clouds fill the sky and it starts to rain, folks complain. And though you'll hate me till you to run and hide, let me see saving all your hopes and
right by your side, because I keep faith. I keep faith. I keep faith. I keep faith in you. Yes, I do. I keep faith in you. If you think you have the answer, well, don't be surprised. If what you say is met with anger and contempt and lies, no matter how hard you may want to, just walk away. Reach out, you'll find me there beside you, all of the way, because I keep faith. I keep faith. I keep faith. I keep faith in you. Yes, I do. I keep faith in you. All the dreams we shared, I never knew no one who cared about these things the way that I've seen you. It doesn't matter if this all falls off the cliff, together we are gonna see it through. I know it takes a mess of courage to go against the grain. You have to make great sacrifice for such little gain, so much pain. And if your plans have come to nothing, washed out in the rain, let me rekindle all your hopes and help you start again, because I keep faith in these troubled times. I keep faith in these uncertain days.
So I keep faith in you.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I keep faith. And every single one of you, I keep faith in you. Yes, I do. I keep faith in you. I keep faith in you. I keep faith in every single one of you. Don't give up. Death to cynicism. Yeah.
Billy Bragg.
Death to cynicism.
Death to cynicism. We need a...
Closing down the only factory in my country that makes wind turbines. We live on a wet, windy island.
We've got more from Billy Bragg.
All the weather comes and gets dumped on us. It rains, it pours, tides come, tides go. And we still, in my country, haven't quite got it together yet to use that renewable energy. But our brand new synergy is coming together in the resistance to the closing down of this factory. The green movement is meeting the labour movement together, and they're making a new kind of red-green coalition to fight for the environment and for jobs based in the environment. And it's really great to see young green activists coming to realise there is power in a union. Factory, power in the land, power in the hand of the worker. But it all amounts to nothing if together we don't stand. There is power in a union.
None of lessons of the past, all earned with workers' blood. The mistakes of the bosses we must pay for. From the cities and the farmlands to trenches full of mud. War has always been the bosses' way, sir. The union forever defending our rights. Down with the blackleg workers unite. With our brothers and our sisters, together we will stand. There is power in a union. Now I long for the morning that they realise brutality and unjust laws cannot defeat us. We'll defend the workers who cannot organise when the bosses send their lackeys out to cheat us. Money speaks for money, the devil for his own. Who comes to speak for the skin and the bone? What a comfort to the widow, a light to the child. There is power in a union. Forever defending our rights. Down with the blackleg workers unite. With our brothers and our sisters, together we will stand. There is power in a union. It's such a lovely sunny day here, and I have come in 5 minutes early. I thought it'd be nice to finish off with a bit, as this is a folk festival, a good old-fashioned Newport kind of sing-along. Someone's got to start it, so I figure I might as well start it. And what I'll do is I'll use a very familiar song that you can, I've slightly tweaked the lyrics, but I'm sure you'll get the hang of it. Is G major a good key for you guys? Is it? American G major, not English G major, don't worry. It's a bit larger. Song goes like this. You've got to sing the chorus, so just kind of get in the groove with me. This is how it works.
One love, one heart. Let's drop the debt and it will be all right.
See what I did there? Yeah.
One love, one heart. Let's drop the debt and it will be all right. I said, let's drop the debt and it will be all right.
As this is folk music and not AC/DC, you do have to sing a bit louder so I can hear you, because I'm not playing an acoustic guitar, I'm playing an electric guitar in a kind of punky style, so I really need you to sing. Is this the right key, or do you want me to move it now? It's your last chance. Should we try again? Here we go. One love.
One love, one heart. One heart.
Let's drop the debt.
Let's
They can't hear you on the yacht, you know.
One love, one heart.
Come on.
I see lit.
Okay, look, if you sing a bit louder, I promise not to divide you down the middle and make the men sing a bit and the girls sing a bit, okay? I promise not to do it. We don't do that in punk rock. Okay, let's just try one more time. Here we go. One love.
One love, one heart. Let's drop the debt and it will be all right. One love, one heart. Let's drop the debt and it will be all right. I see, let's...
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do a visual thing so I know you're with it. How about this, okay? We'll do... Madam here was doing some arm movements, ma'am. Thank you very much. Beautiful. Beautiful hat, beautiful arm movements. So let's do. Should we do some arm movements? I mean, you've been moving your arms all day, sort of cooling yourself down with your WFUV fans. I guess they're fans, aren't they? What clever people, WFUV, and giving out fans. So we'll do these comedic actions. Follow Yonkabu, here we go.
One love, one heart. One heart. Let's drop the debt and it will be all right.
Yeah, down first and up, here we go.
One love, one heart. One heart.
Let's drop the dead and it will be alright. I say let's drop,
don't forget the tag,
and it will be alright.
Can I just say, old guys, when you drop the dead, if you bend your knees at the same time as you do that, I don't know why, but it makes you look really cool apparently, sometimes. Particularly if you've got those short trousers that just come down below your knee. You sad bastards. So remember the actions, here we go, let's try it.
One love, one heart, let's drop the debt.
Yeah, and
it will be all
the way to the back, come on.
One love, one heart, let's drop the debt, and it will be alright. I say let's drop the debt, and it will be alright.
Here we go.
Let's drop the debt in reparation for the years of slavery. Let's not forget our ancestors' rule, for shame will follow us down through the generations till we give Africa back the dignity we stole.
One love!
One love, one heart. Let's drop the debt and it will be alright.
Bend those knees!
One love, one heart, let's drop the debt and it will be alright. I say let's drop the debt, be alright. Let's drop the debt and spend the money on education and help the teacher to unlock the classroom door. Close down the sweatshops that hold our children in bondage. There must be no hiding place for the exploiters of the poor.
One love.
One love. One heart.
Drop the debt.
Let's drop the debt and it will be alright.
One love.
One love. One heart. Let's drop the debt and it will be alright.
You're looking good, Newport.
Let's drop the debt and it will be alright. Let's drop the debt and free 800 million people to spend the money on the lives they want to live. Freedom from war, disease and hunger, and freedom from the man who would take more than he give.
One love.
One love, one heart. Let's drop the debt and it will be alright.
One love.
One love, one heart. Let's drop the debt and it will be alright. I see, let's drop the debt and it.
Okay, here you go. On your own, on your own.
Let's drop the debt and it will be alright.
My name's Billy Brown from Barnet Essex. Thanks very much for the weather, for the day, for the view. Had a great time here in Newport. I'll see you again. Thanks.
That's Billy Bragg, live at the Newport Folk Festival.
He's just tossing his tea bag into the audience.
How very British. A very good set that combined Billy Bragg's trademark politics and activism with his singer-songwriter style. Good stuff.